3-2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. A funeral service is being held this morning for two boys allegedly murdered by their mother in the Blue Mountains. Jefferson Shaw reports.
9-year-old Ben and 11-year-old Russell Smith were found dead by their father in their Falcon Bridge home earlier this month. Their mother, Trish, has been charged with murder after allegedly stabbing the two. Nick Smith has described his sons as happy, funny and outgoing, very much loved by their family and friends. The brothers will be farewelled during a church service in Springwood this morning. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
Two inmates who are allegedly Alameddine associates have been charged for their alleged roles in supplying drugs to the state's prisons. Katie Fuller reports.
Crime Squad detectives have been investigating a drug supply chain in Sydney which uses dial-a-dealer phones. Officers discovered a syndicate operating in a correctional facility at Cessnock. Six people are already before court for their alleged roles. Two men, aged 23 and 31, have now been arrested at Silverwater Jail, accused of being part of the group. Police will allege they're members of the Alameddine crime network and assisted with supplying drugs with an estimated value of $250,000 to a prison.
The Prime Minister has refused to confirm or deny reports the government is looking at potential changes to negative gearing. The Herald's quoting an unnamed Labor official who says the party is considering its options and has asked Treasury for modelling. Cabinet Minister Amanda Rishworth says negative gearing isn't party policy, but Anthony Albanese says from time to time the public service will look at different policy ideas.
That's because we value them, but... We have our housing policy. It's out there for all to see. It's currently being blocked at the risk of being partisan here. It's currently being blocked by a coalition of the Liberals, the Nationals and the Greens in the Senate.
All Tasmanian public schools will be fully funded in 5 years, with the Prime Minister urging remaining states to follow suit. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
The Tasmanian government has agreed to the Commonwealth Education Deal, which will see federal funding increase to 22.5% of the schooling resource standard. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says fully funded public schools ensure no child is left behind.
Every child has the opportunity to fulfil their potential. So this is a really exciting day.
Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia are yet to sign on to the agreement and have until the end of the month to do so. Noah Sackham, Canberra.
The Israeli military and Hezbollah have continued to trade heavy fire across the Israel-Lebanon border, defying international calls for de-escalation. The BBC's Hugo Ashega reports from Beirut.
Across southern Lebanon, there were fresh Israeli airstrikes and more rockets from Hezbollah into northern Israel. And for a second day, congested roads in southern Lebanon with thousands more people on the move, fleeing north to get away from the Israeli attacks. The IDF said it had killed Ibrahim Kubaisi, a commander of Hezbollah's missile and rocket forces. Later, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the attacks would continue.
Back home, Sydney commuters who travel on the T3 line are being told it will take almost double the time to travel between Sydenham and Bankstown from next Monday. The state government's closing the line for at least a year while the tracks are converted to Metro's driverless service. Transport Minister Joe Halen says free pink buses will be replacing trains during construction.
We're not sugarcoating this. It will take passengers longer, particularly on our Southwest Link buses. The fact is that a train can carry more than 1,000 people at a time, a bus around 70 or 80. This is a huge logistical challenge.
Hope weather.
Cloudy, a medium chance of showers and thunderstorms later today. Winds northerly 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, tending northwesterly in the middle of the day. A top of 30 degrees is forecast for the city, getting up to 31 in the west. Right now it's 25 degrees in the city, 22 in the west. Tomorrow, rainy and windy with a top of just 18 degrees. Rain and 19 on Friday, a shower or two and 21 on Saturday, partly cloudy and 27 on Sunday. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Hope. Hope
1032.
Parent of a child experiencing autism? At Autism 360, we understand that every child's unique with their own strengths and challenges. Our mission is to empower parents with simple, evidence-based strategies to help your child thrive. Our team specializes in helping your child express their needs, manage big emotions, and become more independent. As parents, we know you're doing a great job, but with our help, you could become extraordinary. Visit autism360.com.au. Station sponsor.
Little Amigos Kids Cafe is a fiesta of school holiday fun for little ones with stacks of interactive play zones. Go on a safari aboard our train and meet fun jungle animals. Then enjoy a delicious snack or meal in the cafe. And enter the Little Amigos School Holiday Colouring Competition to win great prizes. September 28 to October 13. Come for a play or book a party at station-sponsored Little Amigos Kids Cafe. Cullingford Court and Penrith Westfield. Or littleamigos.com.
Between Wilton and Douglas Park, roadworks on the Hume Motorway affecting traffic in both directions. A Parramatta crash on Church Street near the Great Western Highway. Chiloris Centenary Drive remains busy at times going northbound. And Kensington, the crash on Anzac Parade. Some extra space on the road would be nice. And for more space at home, declutter with Storage King. Visit storageking.com.au today. The Kings of Storage, Moving and More. Station sponsor. I'm Ian. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032. We're there for you, wherever you are.
Hello there. School holidays almost here. Or maybe you're on a working holiday or backpacking here in Australia. Travelled from afar. I can help you out on somewhere that you might want to check out, and it could leave you thinking deeply and well for the rest of your life and eternity for that matter. Hope Mornings, I'm Ben. This is Almost Monday.
Let's just pretend.
Listening to it.
Hope
1032.
Got a lot in my past, got a lot on my mind. There's a lot of things I want back, there's a lot of me I don't like. But I call just as I am to you, and I know just what you're gonna do when I need grace. Push me away when all my bridges have been burned. You make another way when everyone is leaving. I can see that you're the one who sticks around. Everything I needed, I can see it. You're still the one who's reaching out when I need grace. Afraid to run. You don't hold back, you don't hold back. Not ashamed of the things I've done. You don't hold back, you don't hold back. Your love is not afraid to run. You don't hold back, you don't hold back. Not ashamed of the things I've done. I need grace. Yeah. When I need grace.
We are messengers on your Hope 103.2. It is almost school holidays. And even as we speak, you might be trying to work out, where can I go? And you're thinking about a place that's a bit different. Maybe your friends, family, work colleagues haven't been there. And you'd also like a holiday that you could reflect on for a long time. Perhaps you're even looking for a deep and meaningful holiday. Pilgrim Hill in Tasmania's Huon Valley could be that place. I saw the owners, Pierce and Christina, being interviewed about Pilgrim Hill, which is set up particularly for those who are on a working holiday here in Australia. You're an international backpacker, or you're a traveller, I think, trying to get a bit off the beaten track, because it's an off-grid, family-run Christian hostel. The Christian bit is that Pierce and Christina, who are open about sharing their faith in Jesus, three times a week, they have a communal meal with whoever is staying at Pilgrim Hill. And they also, after dinner, love to have a conversation about a Christian point of view on all things to do with life. Now, if you want to participate in that discussion or not, that is up to you. But you could find by staying at Pilgrim Hill that it becomes a deep, meaningful, provocative, life-changing holiday, but the kind of life-changing holiday that lasts eternally. pilgrimhill.com.au. From Pilgrim Hill to Big Mountain, Hope 103.2.
Ooh, baby, I love your way every day, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
brown and grey, and blue besides. Clouds are stalking islands in the sun. I wish I could buy one out of season. But don't.
That is Apollo Limited on Hope 103.2, and I am very grateful that as of yet, I haven't lost money on an online scam. That hasn't happened to me. Maybe it's happened to somebody you know, maybe it's happened to you. It happened to Harriet, and I was amazed, you might have been as well, in the past couple of months to hear Harriet from Canberra sharing publicly that she was scammed out of $1.6 million. $1.6 million of an inheritance, scammers got it. Harriet has been in the public eye, something of a face in Australia of trying to fight scamming. There is new draft legislation that looks like it's coming in, the federal government bringing in about detecting, preventing and responding to scams. Harriet is something of a figurehead for this kind of legislation. Also, there's been news recently that seven people allegedly involved in pinching $1.6 million from Harriet have been arrested. I'm still jaw-dropped that you would admit in public that much of a loss. I think my pride would take such a hit, I'm not sure I could admit it. Harriet is, because she wants to protect others such as me and you from something like this happening to any of us.
Sydney's
Hope 1032.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 1032 looks like you have spring fever.
Everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready.
Watch that.
Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Daniel O here, founder of Sandpiper Coaching. Lost your job or feeling trapped and need a change? Struggling to find the right job or nervous about interviews? Face any career challenge with Sandpiper Coaching. I've been helping people just like you for over 20 years with career and transition coaching, outplacement and redundancy coaching, as well as executive coaching. If you've got a career challenge, our dedicated team at station sponsor Sandpiper Coaching is ready to help you. Visit sandpipercoaching.com.
Hope 1032.
Can you feel it? Now it's coming back. We can steal it. If we bridge this gap, I can see you through the curtains of the waterfall. When I lost it, yeah, you held my hand, but I tossed it. Didn't understand you were waiting as I dove into the waterfall. So say
say.
1032.
Company in your busy workday. Hope 1032.
Of you,
like I'm lost in a hailstorm. I forget what I'm fighting for. Blurries in the blindness, now I'm realizing. Up there you can see so much more. Need a bigger point of view. Some clarity is overdue. Falling off the edge of nowhere. I just wanna go where I can see the world so clear. Tell me everything I'm missing. I don't wanna miss it. Show me what you see up here. Oh, oh, oh. 'Cause I've been deep over my head. You give me peace when I'm falling off the edge of nowhere. I just wanna go where I can see the world like you. Bird's eye view. Bird's eye view. So change my direction, a whole new perspective. So my frame of reference is you. I'm falling off the edge of nowhere. I just wanna go where I can see the world so clear. Tell me everything I'm missing. I don't wanna miss it. Show me what you see up here. Oh, oh, oh. 'Cause I've been deep over my head.
Matthew Parker on Hope 103.2. What do you think is the best seat on a plane? According to a travel writer, John, it's the seat that most of us think is not the best seat on the plane. The one right at the back, you know, near the toilets. John reckons, as unilad.com is summarizing, that back row seat's pretty good because, well, no one's sitting behind you, so you can't get kicked in the back or people can't get aggravated if you try to tip your seat back. He's been on airlines where you can actually recline your seat in that back row position. Also, you're very close to the toilets, and a lot of people don't want to sit in those seats, so you can actually get more space. But, John, isn't one of the reasons that a lot of us don't want to sit there because it is so close to the toilet, so you do get the opening and the shutting of the door. And even if you can recline your seat, which you can't always do, you're reclining back towards constantly hearing the flush, flush, flush all night long.
Hey, I'm Colette, and this week on Raising Teens, we chat to Dr. Bea Seekers about self-compassion and how your teen can learn to treat themselves with kindness like they would treat a friend.
So when you put those three things together, you can see how stress can escalate. We can see how the stress can then turn into things like anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. They're the things that self-compassion tends to tap into.
Empathy and kindness is all part of being human. And Vaya shares so much wisdom on this episode. Pick up practical tips this week on Raising Teens with Colette Smart on Apple Pods, Spotify, or the Hope 103.2 app.
You don't need first aid skills until you do.
It's okay, I've got you.
Learn how to save a life from qualified and experienced paramedics with over 50 years combined experience. First Aid Every Day offers hands-on and hybrid course delivery, ensuring you walk away with the knowledge and confidence to treat all types of injuries and medical emergencies. Visit firstaideveryday.com.au to book. And let's learn how to save lives together.
Station sponsor.
It costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Station sponsor Catholic Care is looking for volunteers who can offer just 1 hour every 2 weeks. If you're in Western Sydney, Blue Mountains, the Hills or Hawkesbury regions, you can make a world of difference to an isolated elderly person. Catholic Care provides all the training so you can bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour a fortnight. It's not much, is it? To become a volunteer visitor, just search Catholic Care, Western Sydney.
Ever have to talk to a teenager while he's chewing gum, looking at their phone or fiddling with her necklace? Hi, I'm Brett Ryan with Focus on the Family Australia. Teens often get nervous when they talk to adults. That's why they get fidgety and awkward. Usually they just haven't been taught the basic rules of good communication. The first is to relax and maintain eye contact. Second, use a polite tone of voice. This means no whining or bossing, and speak slowly, articulating each word carefully. Third, pay attention to what's being said. Learn to act interested in the conversation, even if you aren't. And fourth, use good grammar. When someone asks you, "How are you?" smile and say, "Fine, thank you for asking," or "I've actually had a hard week." Good conversation skills aren't that hard, not when you know the rules.
For exclusive parenting advice to help your family thrive, sign up for our free e-newsletter at families.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Sun is filling up the room and I can hear you dreaming. Do you feel the way I do right now? I wish we would just give up, 'cause the best part is falling. Call it anything but love, and I
Christina Perry on Hope 103.2. Why don't you come and be part of more than 550 people who are in the Money, Faith and Finance Facebook group? It's an online community full of people just like yourself who love to think through how your values and beliefs inform what you do with your finances. Money, Faith and Finance, the Facebook group. Join it right now. Hope 103.2. Jeremy Camp.
Locked up and I'm so in my head. Heart starts racing and I can't slow it down. Hands shaking and I'm losing my breath. Paralyzed with the mind spinning out. My strength is gone weak. No words left to speak.
satisfied by the sound of your voice. 'Cause you don't grow weak. Your word is peace. I fall to my knees. 'Cause I know what I need. You are the light when my world goes dark. Hold me together when I'm torn apart. When my thoughts are gone.
The cricket, the beach, and the skate park. Hope 1032.
Let me provide you a light breath. I know you're alive, but you could be living. If they try to bite, then I bite back. I got everything that your life be missing. Come and share with Mama Bear, I got you, boy. Ain't nobody ever gonna touch my baby. If I have to mess somebody up, I don't play. When you got one. Promise when you go.
Kelly on Hope 103.2. What is one of the rudest things that we can do when we send an email? Just quietly, I still love sending emails. Great way to communicate. According to William, who is author of Send, Why People Email So Badly and How to Do It Better, one of the rudest things that we can do is do one of those introduction emails where out of the blue, we try to connect someone we know with somebody else that we know. William suggests sending separate emails to each person and asking them separately if they are okay with having one of those introduction emails rather than just lobbing in their inbox and then both people feeling obligated even if they have no capacity to connect.
Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
So, how's your quote going for your frames and trusses?
Still waiting.
Try MTM Frame and Truss.
Why?
Well, they're quick to respond with competitive quotes and have great standard inclusions like termite-treated timber.
Sounds like MCM Frame and Truss really know how to keep it simple.
For a quick turnaround of your quote with great standard inclusions at competitive prices, the choice is simple. Visit mcmframes.com.au. Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
You know I'm bad at communication. It's the hardest thing for me to do, and it's the most important part that relationships will go through. And I give it up.
know that you're gonna be okay anyway. You know there's no rhyme or reason for the way it turned out to be. I didn't go and try to change my mind, not intentionally. I know it's hard to hear you say it, but I can't bear to stay. And I just know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read dial. Oh, but I just couldn't take it. I tried out and I took the bag, but I fumbled. And when I came down through the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. Oh, but I fumbled. And when I came down through the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. Oh, but I fumbled. And when I came down through the wire, and you use your imagination to make you what you want it to be. Because I'm sorry I do what I did, but it came naturally. Gonna be okay anyway.
That encourage you through the day, plus the ones you know and love. Hope 103.2.
I've seen love come and I've seen love walk away. So many questions. Will anybody stay? It's been a hard year, so many nights and tears, all of the darkness trying to fight my fears. Alone, so long, alone. Started breathing, the weight is lifted. Here with you, it's easy. My head is finally clear. There's nothing missing when you are by my side.
night I took the long road, but now I realize I'm home with you. I'm home. I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you would probably fall off the edge. I don't know where I'd go if you ever let go, so keep me held in your hands. You're my safe place, my hideaway. You're my anchor, my saving grace. You're my constant, my status. You're my shelter, my oxygen. I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you. Thank God I do.
News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg and Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 12 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Carla Davies. Inflation has fallen in August to within the Reserve Bank's target range for the first time in 3 years. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
The latest consumer price index figures show the rate of inflation dropping in August from 3.5% to 2.7%. Fruit and vegetables rose the most by 9.6%, while household electricity reduced by 17.9 percentage points. Economists say it is unlikely the RBA will drop interest rates on the back of monthly inflation falling within the target range of 2 to 3%. Quarterly inflation figures will be released in October, just 1 week before the next Reserve Bank Board meeting. Noah Seckham, Canberra.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has kept the door open for his government to consider negative gearing. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Nine newspapers are reporting the Albanese government has requested Treasury look at options for changes to negative gearing. Asked about the reports, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he values the public service looking at a range of ideas, but he's refused to rule out any changes, instead pointing to existing policy on housing. The opposition says it will oppose any negative gearing changes that would reduce supply and push up rents. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
A funeral has been held for two boys allegedly killed by their mother in the Blue Mountains. Over 700 family and friends packed a church in Springwood to farewell Ben and Russell Smith. The boys, aged 9 and 11, were found with stab wounds in their Falconbridge home by their father earlier this month. Among the mourners at today's Catholic service were children wearing the boys' favourite colours of orange, red and blue. The next phase of Sydney's metro upgrade will disrupt the commute from Bankstown and Inner West from next Monday, but there's a silver lining. Danielle Geddes reports.
From September 30, the T3 line will close between Sydenham and Bankstown to pave the way for new metro services. In replacement, free South West Link buses will keep commuters moving with